This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. 24 entrepreneurs reveal what they look forward to in 2022. Every new year brings with it a new form of excitement and anticipation. The reason is that every new year brings about a newness, for lack of a better term, when we are able to start fresh and erase those things that we did bad or things we have been thinking about doing. For us at CEO Blog Nation, we get it. So that's why we are excited about 2022, because there will be more and more entrepreneurs and businesses. There will be goals met and goals crushed, and that's why we love the new year and we know you do too. Here's something other entrepreneurs look forward to. Number 1, technological advancement. Photo credit, Michael Butt. Everyone would want this pandemic to be over within the next year. That's what I'm looking forward to as a business owner as well. In 2022, I am confident that the current health crisis will begin to ease significantly. Next year, remote working may continue to be the standard. I am eagerly anticipating the arrival of new and more effective tools and applications that can help us to improve the efficiency of an organization's workflow. I'm looking forward to seeing what technological advances take place in the coming year. Thanks to Michael Butt, Verda.ai. Number 2, economic recovery. Photo credit, Adam Crossling. 2021 has been a big bowl of uncertainty for me as an entrepreneur, as well as for my clients. What was meant to be the greatest year of all time has devolved into a massive letdown. The United States of America has been riven by disagreement and turbulence for the previous 4 years or so, and it came to a climax in 2022 with the pandemic. For me, the year 2022 is a breath of fresh air. With a new president taking office, a possible vaccination for COVID-19, and people adjusting to this new reality, I'm eagerly awaiting our economic recovery and am confident that our country will unite in 2022. Thanks to Adam Crossling, Zinzero. Number 3, diversity in the workplace. Photo credit, Mark Doust. As we move towards 2022, I'm looking forward to more diversity in the workplace. We've made strides, but there is more work to be done. We need to offer more opportunities to diverse candidates and work to remove implicit bias in our hiring practices. Building a diverse workforce is not only the right thing to do, but it also gives you a competitive advantage. Companies that are more diverse are also more innovative and make better decisions. Thanks to Mark Doust, Quiet Light. Number 4, control of pandemic. Photo credit, David Bitten. The last few years have been a maelstrom of uncertainty. So, in 2022, I am hopeful that the pandemic will be brought under control. While this pandemic has undoubtedly been a wake-up call, making me appreciate the tiny things that truly count both as a person and as an entrepreneur, I'm hoping for some much-needed clarity and normalcy. I'm looking forward to seeing my loved ones in person again, attending social events, going outside without fear of catching the virus, and simply experiencing life in general. Thanks to David Bitten, Doorloop. Number 5, increasing workforce. Photo credit, David Farkas. Next year, I plan to increase my workforce by hiring additional overseas professionals. I won't be influenced by the employee's location now that we've fully switched to remote work. Instead, I can assemble a large, diversified team by contacting some of the greatest professionals from around the world. I used to work on a team like this, and I understand how important diversity can be, which is why I am so pleased about this opportunity. Thanks to David Farkas, the upper ranks. Number 6, more successful ventures. Photo credit, Valerie Barnett. Being in the beauty industry is unending discoveries and opportunities. Day by day, people who aspire to achieve their kind of beauty seek their ideal skincare, treatments, and other beauty remedies, and it is my goal to find a way in order to provide it for them. Thus, this process enables me to grow and excel in my profession and helps me to be on the right track for more successful ventures. Next year, I am looking forward to more. Thanks to Valerie Barnett, Pleasing Care. Number 7, innovation. Photo credit, Scott Spivak. 2021 has been a ripe year for workplace transitions, with most businesses switching to a hybrid or remote work model. For most employees, this transition came with its own challenges in the form of new technologies and other related aspects. As we dive into 2022, I look forward to embracing innovation and taking feedback to sketch a work schedule tailored to the needs of employees. Ideally, I want to create a win-win situation for both the company and employees in a bid to maximize overall productivity. Thanks to Scott Spivak, United Medical Credit. Number 8, increasing customer satisfaction. Photo credit, Stuart McGrenery. Now we find that customers expect to be able to contact you easily and in real time. We are scaling up to offer multi-channel support in 2022 to further increase our customer satisfaction levels. By using multiple channels and platforms to increase our business presence, we aim to satisfy our customers by meeting them where they hang out. Email and phone support are no longer enough. We have implemented live chat on our website, offering an instant customer service interaction, and managing response times on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook will widen our world. Thanks to Stuart McGrenery, Freedom Mobiles. Number 9, Business Growth and Diversified Team Photo Credit, Malta Scholes. One thing I'm looking forward to is scaling up our business and further diversifying the team. Although 2021 was stressful, we managed to have some major wins and prepare our company for the next phase. We plan to expand the team and reach new audiences. I am happy that all of our employees are excited about the process as well. We all worked together this year and became a very tight community. This makes me incredibly happy and brings me to hope that our scaling up will be an enjoyable process. Thanks to Malta Scholes, AirFocus. Number 10, Partnership with Organizations Photo Credit, David Attard. The world's business is becoming increasingly global and interconnected. In the coming year, you can expect even more comprehensive partnerships with other organizations, which means more data integration and data sharing, better supply chain integration, and more connectivity between competitors. It's going to be increasingly difficult to succeed without really close partnerships with other organizations in the future. Thanks to David Attard, Collective Ray. Number 11, Rewarding My Employees Photo Credit, Simon Ben. As this year comes to a close, I look forward to rewarding my employees for their hard work and dedication to our business. This year I am hosting a New Year party in my home, helping the guys to unwind and celebrate their successes for the year. We'll rewind, laugh and recount our experiences throughout the past year. I always write a handwritten personal thank you letter to each of our escorts, the old school way, to show my gratitude for their commitment and accomplishments. Thanks to Simon Ben, Gentleman for Hire. Number 12, Flexibility in Work Photo Credit, Shahid Hanif. I am expecting more flexibility in the working environment next year. We have all accepted remote working due to the pandemic. Organizations must accept time flexibility as well. 9-to-5 working hours may no longer be a rule for employees. Employee productivity will be evaluated on the basis of task completion rather than the hours they have spent physically at the workplace. Thanks to Shahid Hanif, Shufti Pro. Number 13, More Opportunities Photo Credit, Scott Rubson. 2021 has been a rollercoaster ride for U.S. entrepreneurs. Market uncertainty caused a lot of trouble for our clients and us. Next year, I'm looking forward to things going back to normal, whatever it may look like, and to taking advantage as new opportunities arise. The COVID-19 pandemic brought about a lot of changes in our industries and consumer expectations. These will present new challenges and opportunities. We're strategizing right now to pivot our business to make use of these opportunities in 2022. Thanks to Scott Rubson, Tiffany Property Investments. Number 14, Promoting Inclusivity, Photo Credit, Bashir Alebdi. As I row my boat towards 2022, things are much clearer to me now. In 2022, I look forward to fostering a culture of inclusivity at my workplace. Our society has ignored marginalized individuals for far too long. These factors often become a hindrance when looking for an opportunity. In 2022, I plan to go beyond words and make drastic changes to the company's policy to promote inclusivity. The American flag doesn't discriminate against skin color or gender identity, so why should we? Thanks to Bashir Alebdi, Dabash Deals. Number 15, Running a Physical Publicity Office Photo Credit, Chara Yadav. I'm looking forward to actually being able to run a physical publicity office again instead of trying to organize press campaigns, interviews, and hiring new staff and writers via Zoom. I miss the interaction with other journalists and PR experts, and the spontaneous flow of ideas, and the infectious energy that accompanies both. With the pandemic finally looking like it's going to ease off, I'm hoping that we can, once again, interact as a business rather than a loose conglomeration of individuals. Thanks to Chara Yadav, Ask Any Difference. Number 16, More Fun Activities for Employees Photo Credit, Sean Price. I'm looking forward to helping our employees maintain a healthy work-life balance. This is of the utmost importance, especially these days. If employees take up all of their time working to provide for their physical needs, they're going to suffer the effects of lacking mental, social, and spiritual nourishment. Scheduling fun activities for your employees will help decrease their stress levels. I've even started a virtual book club to help them decompress. I plan to continue to host fun activities for our employees next year as well. Thanks to Sean Price, Meet OQ. Number 17, Expanding Product Offerings Photo Credit, Matt Miller. I'm looking forward to expanding our product offerings and entering new markets. We've seen a lot of success in our core markets, and I believe that we can replicate that success in new markets. Finally, I'm excited about the opportunities that digital transformation will bring to our company. With so much change happening in the industry, I believe that there are a lot of opportunities for us to capitalize on and grow our business. Thanks to Matt Miller, MBroker. Number 18 Using New Technologies Photo Credit, Sam Santa. Technology evolves rapidly, and there are constant changes in what is available to entrepreneurs. New devices, software, and applications can help entrepreneurs run their businesses even better. Business owners need to be aware of these changes and what they can do to take advantage of them. With the tremendous opportunity that automation presents, we're keen on experimenting with new technology and seeing how it can make our life easier or more productive. Thanks to Sam Santa, Zeitholz. Number 19 New Challenges Photo Credit, Stephen Light. Each and every year brings new challenges with it, as evidenced by the past 2 years we've lived through. As a business owner, the challenges thrown our way are endless, so I choose to be excited for them rather than afraid. Fear doesn't get you anywhere. Every new challenge is a call to action, and an opportunity to innovate and come up with something new. As we move into 2022, I'm excited to see what my business will face and hopeful we'll navigate it with positivity and adaptability. Thanks to Stephen Light, NOLA. Number 20 Opportunities from New Technology Photo Credit, Lance Harrington. Live streaming has become an effective way for consumers to shop virtually, and it's a great way to connect with customers and build brand loyalty. As Facebook transitions into Meta, it will be interesting to see the various ways it will change the digital world and how people will adapt to it, specifically the way they shop and make purchasing decisions. Each year, our technology is constantly improving, and even in a pandemic, it will create more meaningful relationships and opportunities for consumers everywhere. Thanks to Lance Harrington, Unico Nutrition. Number 21 Return to Gyms. Photo Credit. Kyle Risley. At the start of the past year, there was still a lot of hesitancy moving back to gyms and indoor fitness centers. Some areas still had policies against gyms and fitness classes. As the year progressed, more people started returning to their old routines and getting back to fitness, which helped the industry start to see a small return to normalcy. However, I think that consumer confidence will continue to grow so that maybe, come January, we'll see people committing to getting fit again and returning to gyms. Thanks to Kyle Risley, Lift Vault. Number 22 Business Expansion Photo Credit, Greg Rosdeba. I had planned to expand my business by 2020. However, due to the pandemic, I was not able to achieve my business goals. So, I look forward to things falling into place because now everyone has adjusted to the new normal. Thus, I can re-evaluate my current market to get back on track. After a year of isolation, I hope to see an office filled with people bring fresh new ideas to the table. Moreover, it has forced me to think more about strengthening my marketing, as social media continues to be a key tool for brand awareness and engagement. Thanks to Greg Rosdeba, Dundas Life. Number 23 Economic Boom Photo Credit, John Lee. I'm looking forward to another big economic boom in 2022. The global economy is predicted to grow by around 5.5% next year, which means more job opportunities. We all need some good news. Economic recovery and prosperity could help get us out of the collective dumps after an emotionally tumultuous few years. With digital innovation at an all-time high, I'm looking forward to seeing not only the established industries grow and prosper, but to see what new ones the booming economy will usher in. Thanks to John Lee, Fig Loans. Number 24 AI-enabled legal services photo credit, Michael Jeffcoat. I look forward to the development of AI technologies for legal service providers. Although various industries have already adopted AI technologies into their tech ecosystems, many law firms still haven't. Several legal practitioners still prefer traditional methods. While conventional file cabinets and drawers get the job done, modern platforms can streamline operations and improve data accessibility. I am particularly excited to see how AI technology will help law firms create a more accessible, secure network of information so that they can serve clients more quickly and efficiently. Thanks to Michael Jeffcoat, the Jeffcoat Firm. What things are you looking forward to next year? Tell us in the comments below. Don't forget to join our hashtag IAmCEO community. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.